The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk. Travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, are you tired of following the crowds on holiday or of paying more than you should because a place is well known? Well, maybe you should try what's called a dupe destination. Paula Canila, Irish Independent Travel Editor, is here to tell us more. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what's the definition of a dupe destination?
So this is a trend that originated on TikTok, and it not in the sphere of travel, but with products like makeup or clothes, where people would go on TikTok and talk about an alternative to a pricey product. So say, instead of buying this piece, this makeup for €100, here's one I found for €20, and look at the results it gets, and so on. So dupes became the hashtag, but over recently it's been crossing over more and more into travel. You can start to see the through line here, because we in travel, just as in any sort of sphere of what you might buy, have pricey places that are overcrowded. Yeah. And we have off the beaten track destinations that are less crowded, and oftentimes you have a much more enjoyable experience.
Yeah. So they, now, but there is only one Paris.
Well, well, this is true. And that's always going to be the dilemma you're going to have. And I still struggle with that myself. When I go to somewhere like New York or Paris, I want to see the iconic sites and I want to feel like I am there. But I also want to do a bit of the off-radar stuff. But it is coming to a head, I think, in a lot of places. Venice is introducing a €5 fee for day trippers this year. Amsterdam has stopped promoting the city, and last year ran a campaign urging what it calls nuisance tourists, i.e. stag tours, to stay away. And France has run a whole tourism campaign not focusing on Paris, deliberately not focusing on Mont Saint-Michel, but trying to get people into the countryside.
Well, there's so many wonderful places to go in France.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, I mean, there is really no alternative to Venice, or is there? Is there another canal city?
So that's the good question. You're not going to be able to directly replicate, okay, but you can save money and you can experience a place with a lot less crowds and without paying €10 for a cappuccino on St. Mark's Square. Mm-hmm. A couple of alternatives I'll give you for Venice, and these are on my bucket list myself. One is Comacchio, which is a much smaller place and crisscrossed by canals and bridges. Not on the same scale now. It's famous for its eels. I don't know if that's a delicacy that will appeal to many, but it's well known for them. But it's one of these small places, 95k from Bologna, if you're flying there, where you feel a little bit like you have Italy to yourself.
Okay.
Genoa is another good tip as an alternative. But I want to tell you about, there is also, if you're feeling a bit more intrepid, a group in Italy called the Association of the Most Beautiful Villages in Italy. It's got 300 villages. And let me tell you, you can walk through them off season and you won't see another tourist. So if you search that term, the website is Borghi Più Belli d'Italia.it. But I'll put that on Twitter afterwards. But the Association of the Most Beautiful Villages in Italy.
Now, you do want a bit of life, because you want to be able to get a beer or a cappuccino.
That is true. That is true.
Anyway, so that's the Italy has other attractions, including Girona or Comacchio.
Yep.
Let's talk Barcelona.
So Barcelona, beautiful city, iconic sites. I love going there, feel really energised. But it has had similar issues to Venice. It's had to limit the hotels. It's limited the numbers of cruise ships that are going to its port, and it's putting up its tax on tourists staying at top-end hotels. So I would, at this stage, not even bother with it in the summer or on busy weekends, like a Grand Prix weekend, or as you're coming into June and July. But have you been to Valencia?
I have not, and I have friends in Valencia.
Yeah.
And I keep saying I'm going to go
you
visit
should.
Them.
You should go there. It's a city that has this beautiful mix of the historic, the plazas, where you can sit out and have that kind of atmosphere you described, eat your tapas and your local wine and spend, you know, God, €5 or €6 on lunch. It also has a beach. It's right on the coast. It's the third biggest city in Spain. Does not get a fraction of the tourists it should, I think. The home of Paella, and it has in the middle of it the City of Arts and Sciences. The same Santiago Calatrava, who did the Beckett Bridge in Dublin, has designed this whole park with museums and aquariums and the like. It's a brilliant city, Brian.
So in 100 years, that'll be their Gaudi.
Yeah, which, actually.
I mean, Barcelona is magnificent for the cathedral. It's just
still
it's
unfinished,
one of the wonders of the world.
It?
It's almost there. Almost there. It is Fantastic. Okay, now the Greek islands, the trendy places, Santorini.
So Santorini is, it's pretty much the Instagram poster child of the Greek islands. And you will have seen that image come up again and again of someone standing over the caldera, which is the sunken volcanic crater, and this tumble down blue and white roofs and domes. And it looks absolutely beautiful.
And black sand.
If yes, the volcanic island. If you've ever been to Santorini, you will know that behind that person, there is a queue of other people waiting to take the same photo in the same shot. When I was there, there was a person in there had brought their wedding dress to put on for the photo and so on. No, I'm not knocking it, and I've queued to do the photo myself, but you just need to be aware that off screen is a very crowded island with cruise ships calling, with like literally the streets in high season. It's such a small village, Oia, are rammed with people walking through it. And
I haven't
been uncomfortable
there for
experience.
Years, but I was there shortly after I finished college, I think, and I met Minsky from the night they raided Minsky's from that movie way, way back.
Really?
And his family.
But what was the experience walking through it then?
Oh, it was empty. Empty. And in fact, the Mr. and Mrs. Minsky stayed down at the port because they weren't willing to go up on the backs of donkeys up to the top, which I don't know whether they still do that.
You can do it as a kind of a, it's a very niche tourist
and
wheeze.
The bus now was terrifying. Bus going,
it's really steep down to the port, and it's not the best island for beaches. It really is. A lot of people look for it on honeymoon. It is overpriced. It is spectacular. I won't deny that. But if you're looking for, let's call it, I hate using this phrase, but looking for a more authentic Greek island experience, I would suggest going elsewhere. It's similar with Mykonos, actually. They're just done to death. So here's a couple of quick suggestions. If you've been on your package holidays to Rhodes or Kos and you're looking to get a little more intrepid, there's an island called Naxos, N-A-X-O-S, in the Kyklades, which is big, varied green, mountainous interior, lots of beaches, enough space to spread things out, particularly if you can go in September or early October when the seas are warmest and the kids are back at school. And then a couple of others, Paros, Milos and Sifnos. And Sifnos is a tiny island with surprisingly good food.
Mm. Now, the urban experience, what about London? I mean, you go to London to do the things that people do. They go on the London Eye, they go to Madame Tussauds, they see the Houses of Parliament and all that. What's the alternative?
Well, the world is your oyster, really. And we all love a bit of London, and I was speaking about it recently with you, but the average hotel rates are now over £200 a night, and it's just your hemorrhaging cash left, right and centre. Expedia did a trend piece on dupe destinations recently, actually, and it suggested swapping Liverpool for London. Now, you're not going to get a similarly big city, but I think, have a look at Bristol. It's close by. I flew there. I managed to get, even on a Friday, Ryanair flights for less than £20. Aer Lingus flies there as well. Of course, I have to add the bags and the seats and all that, I should caution. It's Banksy's hometown. So you see original Banksy's in the wild, as it were. The harbour side is rejuvenating. Great example of what, say, Cork could be in years to come when they rejuvenate the docklands there. Similar to Liverpool's rejuvenated Albert Docks. Brilliant museum called M Shed as well. And of course, it has that Clifton suspension bridge.
So the main thing is to think outside the box.
Yeah.
If you're looking at prices, which are absolutely horrendous, think outside the box.
You really will save. You go to Bristol, I will confidently say you'll spend 2/3 of what you would on a weekend in London.
All right. A suggestion from a listener, Bruges, a good option for Venice-type experience.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Lots of canals and all the rest. Okay, thank you very much, Paulo Canila, who's travel editor with independent.ie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.